Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, small businesses watch as young employees at larger firms publicly speak out on social issues and finding workers who can pass a drug test in states where pot is legal. Those stories after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Employees, especially millennials, feel increasingly emboldened to publicly criticize their employers, organize protests, and pursue change at the top on issues such as gender equality and immigration. It's a story by Nathan Bomey, business reporter at USA Today. Nathan, explain.
Well, you know, the Wayfair walkout has called attention to the fact that employees at, you know, companies throughout the country, and particularly millennials, just feel increasingly emboldened to speak up, to criticize their employers. And, you know, this is a huge shift. You know, I think if you took the time machine back 20 or 30 years, you would say, you know, most people are not comfortable at that point saying anything publicly negative about their employer for fear of getting fired. But I think that social media in particular is making people feel more and more like there's safety in numbers and they can speak up if they don't like something that their company's doing.
Yeah, and this is not necessarily speaking up about pay or benefits. We're talking about social issues here.
Right. This is, you know, employees who want to work for a company that they feel like is in alignment with their values. And I think that, you know, what that's doing is it's causing companies to, you know, decide to speak up on issues sometimes before their employees, you know, end up rallying, because, you know, there's a fear that that there could be bad publicity if they don't do so. And so, you know, this sort of corporate social activism that we're seeing, I think, is almost a bit of a retention issue, because companies are having a hard time in many cases retaining talent and acquiring new people. And so one of the things they need to do is to appeal to the, you know, to millennial employees in particular, young professionals who do demand a company be out ahead of these types of things.
All right, so Wayfair, for example, Google, Amazon, those companies recently had issues pop up, I guess. What were those employees concerned about?
Right. If you look at Amazon, you know, they have employees, thousands of employees now, who've gathered together to sign a petition essentially trying to force Amazon to account for its impact on the climate. You know, concerns about climate change there, concerns about packaging and the way that Amazon affects the environment. So employees are speaking up about that. They even got a resolution on the company's annual meeting for a vote by investors to basically force the company to take action here. It didn't pass, but it got a lot of support, and so that showed that they were able to get some movement there. And then at Wayfair, what happened was the company basically ended up selling some furniture to a contractor that supplies the detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border, and with all the controversy and consternation there over that political issue right now, employees didn't want them associating with that company, and so they ended up walking out and protesting this online as well.
Speaking with Nathan Bomey, business reporter at USA Today. He's written a piece about today's employees, mostly millennials, speaking up on various issues. Where could a company, by the way, draw the line?
Yeah, I think that a company is not going to allow, you know, employees to criticize executives for corporate decisions that have nothing to do with, you know, with some social issues. It's probably one thing to speak up and say, you know, we think our company needs to do something about climate change. It'd be another thing to criticize, say, Jeff Bezos's decisions about, you know, Amazon's strategy or maybe his personal life or something like that. But, you know, I think every company is going to be different.
Thanks, Nathan. Nathan Bomey, business reporter at USA Today. More after this. Lately, I've been telling business owners and CEOs all about the alternative board, also known as TAB. To be a successful business owner or CEO, it's a plus to have access to resources and expertise that TAB offers. Seriously, you need to look into becoming a TAB member today. For close to 30 years, the alternative board has helped owners and CEOs of privately held businesses through their advisory boards. The TAB boards are made up of local, non-competing business leaders who meet once a month to discuss sales, marketing, hiring, and how to manage their teams and more. Plus, you get expert one-on-one business coaching for your company's specific needs. Take my advice and check out the alternative board today. To start, find out if there's a TAB board seat available in your area. It's quick and there's nothing to lose. Just go to my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Don't wait. That's thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Companies facing a shortage of employees, from healthcare workers to forklift operators, are confronting a new challenge, and that's finding candidates who can pass drug tests in states that have legalized marijuana. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton says some employers feel too little thought was put into the impact legalization would have on hiring and workplace safety. Heather, what are you hearing?
Yeah, so as states legalize marijuana, particularly in states with low unemployment rates like Colorado, like Washington, California, they are really having a trouble finding folks who will pass pre-employment drug tests for marijuana. So a lot of employers still have these, particularly employers in positions like warehousing or you know, any kind of contractor for the federal government where there's some issues around security or, you know, just safety. And as marijuana becomes more and more recognized as kind of a legal drug almost, these folks are having trouble getting folks that will pass. So already they're having trouble finding people to hire, and now there's this issue for them as well.
And so what do they do? Lower the standards?
It seems like a mix. Some companies are really just keeping at their standards, really just, you know, looking for temps or any other folks who they might be able to get into their businesses and then eventually train and get them in the company culture and, you know, try to sell them on really making this a career and hopefully, you know, move them away from marijuana. And others are just ditching the marijuana tests. So they say that they're still testing for all manners of other drugs, and a lot of these states also could have issues with opioids or other kind of synthetic drugs that have really been a scourge, and are saying that they're definitely holding firm on that. But on marijuana, some of them are loosening up those standards for jobs that they feel like they can afford to do that for.
Thought there was one interesting point in your story where somebody said this is the new don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, so that was one lawyer who has been counseling a lot of these firms about what to do. I mean, these firms come to them and, you know, they're worried on many fronts legally. They don't want to get into some kind of situation where employee is impaired on the job and causes some kind of workplace issue. But they also worry about discrimination. You know, in addition to all the states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use, many, many more have legalized marijuana for medicinal use, and they don't want to discriminate against these employees who may be using marijuana and be doctor certified to use marijuana in the hiring process. So a lot of them are looking for counsel on this, and some of them are just, yeah, choosing to not test on marijuana anymore.
We're speaking with Heather Hatton, Wall Street Journal reporter, about her story entitled Legalized Marijuana Gives Hiring Managers a Headache. So you referenced forklift operations before, but that doesn't mean that somebody's going to use pot on the job, right? I guess in defense of that, it doesn't, just because, you know, I drink wine Friday, Saturday doesn't mean I'm going to show up and start drinking Monday at work.
Exactly, and some of the employers do make that distinction too. If there's some kind of impairment issue, that's when they're going to test for marijuana or other drugs. If they're not doing it on a pre-employment level, the marijuana test. If there's some kind of, you know, issue on the job, whether it's, you know, operationally or otherwise, that's when they may get into testing and some kind of other, you know, corrective action. But the hope is that, you know, before employment, that, you know, this is not going to be something they're going to test for, because it will screen out a lot of qualified folks. Some of the employers I talked to just said they cannot find enough candidates who can pass all the drug tests for all these different drugs in this kind of record low unemployment level, and they need people in there now.
Wasn't it a hiring manager you quoted who said something along the lines of, hey, just stop smoking weed long enough to get hired?
Well, again, this is someone who is looking at temporary workers, so bringing temp workers into the job site and getting them acclimated into the culture and hopefully just getting them away from marijuana so they can, you know, get into the system and get employed. But, you know, they're really, this is something that's not going to go away. So as more and more states are looking to do this, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, many others are looking to legalize, and really does bring up these different management issues that I think, you know, lawmakers really haven't really sorted through as they're legalizing pot for recreational use and really benefiting from the tax revenue that comes from it.
For somebody who's going to get drug tested, say, as part of an application, how long does marijuana stay in the system? Isn't it like a month or something?
It really depends on the type of screening you're doing, and I'm no expert in this, so I really shouldn't comment too much, but I do know that some drug tests are much more thorough, like hair follicle tests, that really can look for any kind of exposure to drugs like marijuana for a lot longer than just some kind of urine sample.
Thanks, Heather. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.